Today's Amud is Yevamis Chavav HaMebeis. We're holding by the top line, by the words Amar Rava, the top line of Chavav HaMebeis. So a relatively short Amud for today, not overly complicated, but there's one Yisoid that's kedai to just be makdim with before we start. And that's the idea of a Chalitza Psula. It's a concept what Chazal called a Chalitza Psula. So what's a Chalitza Psula? So as by now we know, by a regular case of Yibam, so if let's say Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon, Reuven was married to Rachel, and Reuven died without having any children, so now Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon. So the halacha is that Shimon could either do Yibam, or he could do Chalitza. Those are the two options. He could either do Yibam, or he could do Chalitza. That's when it comes to Rachel who falls to Shimon. Let's say Reuven was married to two wives. Let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and to Dina. And now Reuven dies, so Rachel and Dina both fall to Shimon. When two Yevamis fall to Shimon, the halacha is again, he does Chalitza or he does Yibam, and he only needs to do it to one of the women. He only does Yibam to or Chalitza to one of the Yevamis, and then the other one gets patterned from that Yibam or from that Chalitza. Similarly, let's say there's two Yavams. Let's say Reuven had two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So only one of them performs either Yibam or Chalitza with only one of the Yavamas. That's a typical situation of Yibam or Chalitza, is that even if there are multiple Yavamas, even if there are multiple Yavamim, the way it works is only one Yavam does something with one of the Yavamas. When that one Yavam, let's say Shimon, goes ahead and let's say he does Chalitza to Rachel, when he does Chalitza to Rachel, so then Memela Levi is patterned from his Chiyuvim, Dina doesn't require anything, and everybody goes out scot-free. That's the way a typical case of Yibam works. However, there's such a concept called a Chalitza Psula. A Chalitza Psula is basically when, let's say, Yibam is not an option for any sort of Durabanan type of reason. If Yibam is not an option, so then that Chalitza, the Chalitza that one does when Yibam was never an option, the din was Chalitzas Vleimis Yavemes, anytime the halacha is Chalitzas Vleimis Yavemes, so that Chalitza has a certain weakness to it. Because being that Yibam was never even on the table, so that Chalitza has a certain weakness to it. So let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and to Dina, and Reuven dies without having any children, so now Rachel and Dina fall to Shimon and Levi, and let's say Rachel is also to Shimon with some sort of Issa de Rabbanan. Let's say she's a Shnia to Shimon. So the halacha is that if Shimon would do Chalitza to Dina, who is completely mutter to, so that Chalitza would be a Chalitza Kshera. Such a Chalitza would make it that now Rachel and Dina are free, and Levi doesn't have to do anything. However, if Shimon does a Chalitza Psula, if he does Chalitza to Rachel, so then he also has to do Chalitza to Dina. Because the Chalitza that he did to get rid of the Zika to Rachel was a Chalitza Psula. That Zika wasn't very strong. The Zika between Shimon and Rachel that wasn't very strong, and therefore his Chalitza only has the kayak of his Zika. Since Shimon's Zika to Rachel, this is assuming Yesh Zika, the whole concept of Chalitza Psula seems to be only a concept if you hold Yesh Zika. So since Shimon's Zika to Rachel was somewhat weak, because Yibam wasn't even an option, since that Zika was weak, his Chalitza also only has that strength, has a very weak, it's very weak. Memela, his Chalitza is not going to get rid of his Zika to Dina, and also, it's not going to get rid of Levi's Zika to Rachel. So if Shimon does Chalitza to Rachel, Levi will also have to do Chalitza. And Shimon will also have to do Chalitza to Dina, because that Chalitza Chalitza is what's known as a Chalitza Psula. Anytime the din was Chalitza Slemis Yavemes, so since the Zika was weaker, the Chalitza is also weaker, and then Mamela, the Chalitza is not going to get rid of the Chiyah from the other Yavam, and it's also not going to pat to the Tzara the other Yavama, which we'll see more details about this in our Amud. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rava. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. He said in the name of Rav. So Rav said over the following halacha. He said that let's say you have a case of shalosh achayos yevamos shenaflu lifnei shnei achin yevamin. You have three sisters who are yevamos who fall to two Yavams. So I was trying to think, where do you have three sisters in Tanakh? Where do you have a case of three sisters? We have Rachel and Leah, we have two sisters in a few different places. But how often do you have three sisters? The only one I came up with was by the B'nai Slavchad. So we'll use the B'nai Slavchad's names. So we'll use the first three. We'll use Machla, Noah, and Hagla. So let's say Machla, Noah, and Hagla were married to three brothers. They were married to Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. We're leaving Reuven and Shimon out, Bedafka. We're leaving Reuven and Shimon out. Machla, Noah, and Hagla were married to Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. And then Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar all die. So now, Machla, Noah, and Hagla all fall to the brothers. Who are the brothers? The brothers will call Reuven and Shimon. So Machla, Noah, and Hagla fall to Yibam, to Reuven and Shimon. So in such a case, that's Rav's case, you have Shalesh Achayos, you have three sisters, Machla, Noah, and Hagla, that are Yavamai, Shanaflu, Lifnei, Shnei, Achin, Yavamin. They fall to two brothers, they fall to Reuven and Shimon. So the halacha is that zeh choyle tzla'achas, v'zeh choyle tzla'achas. You start off, each one of the Yavamin are choyleitz one of the sisters. So let's say Reuven will go and do chalitza to Machla, Shimon will go and do chalitza to Noah. Now what's left is Hagla. So Hagla is the only one that's left. Says Rav, v'emtzayis, the last Rashi says v'emtzayis means the third one in this context. V'emtzayis, the middle one, the third one, what's going to happen with Hagla? So tzricha chalitza mishnehem. She's going to need a chalitza from both Reuven and from Shimon. She's going to need two chalitzas. And the reason for that is because each one of those chalitzas is a chalitza psula. Being that Reuven already did chalitza to Machla, so Hagla is achos chalutzasai. So Hagla is already asur to him. So Reuven's chalitza to Hagla is a chalitza psula. Memela Shimon's also going to have to do chalitza to her. And even if Shimon would start off and do chalitza to Hagla, that chalitza is also a chalitza psula, because Shimon already did chalitza to Noah. So Hagla is also to Shimon achos chalutzasai. So she's a chalitza psula to each one of them. Being that it's a chalitza psula to each one of them, so both of them have to go ahead and perform chalitza. That's what Rav said. So each one of them performs chalitza to one of the sisters, and then the third one they both perform chalitza to. Now Amar Le Rabba, so Rabba said to Rava Bar Rav Huna, who said over this halacha in the name of Rav, Rabba said to him that midika amrin emtsa estricha chalitza mishneim. From the fact that you said the halacha in this case is that the third sister Hagla, she needs chalitza from both of the Yavamin. She needs chalitza from both Reuven and Shimon. So obviously, kasavrit yesh zika. So obviously, you're assuming that yesh zika, and there's this concept of a chalitza psula, which again, like we said, is predicated on the principle of yesh zika. So obviously, if you're saying that both of the Yavamin need to perform chalitza on the third sister, it must be it's because you're considering it a chalitza psula, because you hold yesh zika, v'havile chalitza. Psula, and Mamela, you're considering this to be a chalitza psula, and that's why the chalitza psula tzarech la'achzor akola achin. And a chalitza psula, you need to go to all the brothers. So that's what Rabbi said. It's not a kasha, but yet at least. Rabbi's just explaining that I can understand from the halacha that you quoted from Rav that this is obviously the principles that we're assuming. We're assuming yesh zika, we're assuming this idea of chalitza psula, and that the halacha by chalitza psula is that all the yavamim need to perform chalitza. That's obviously what Rav is assuming. Now ask Rabbi, wait a second though. If so, ask Rabbi, so then Kamaisa Nami. So then the first sister also. Meaning even Machla should need to have chalitza done to her from both Reuven and Shimon. And Noah as well. Because each one of the sisters is Achai Zekukasai. So just like by Hagla, you're telling me that both Yavam and Nita perform chalitza because she's Achai Chalutzasai, and therefore it's a chalitza psula. That's why both Yavam and Nita perform chalitza. On Machla and Noah as well. Each one of them is Achai Zekukasai. So Reuven and Shimon should both need to perform Chalitza. Yet what Rav said, that one performs Chalitza to one, the other performs Chalitza to the other. How is that okay? Each one of them should have to perform Chalitza. So he says like this. So says Rabbi Baravun, back to Rabbi, that Eid Nafu Bevas Achas Achanami. That ain't Achanami. If Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar all died at the same time, and Machla, Noah, and Hagla all fell to Reuven and Shimon at the same time, So then you're 100% right. Each one of them would be achizeku kasai, and each one of them would require chalitza from both of the yavamim. However, leitzricha denafal bezu acharzu. The case of Rav, he was discussing a case where they fell one after the other. Nafla chada, first Levi died, so machla fell to Yibam. And chalitza Ruvain, and Ruvain went ahead and he did chalitza with machla. Then nafla idach. Then Yehuda died, and so Noah fell to Yibam, and Chalitza Shimon, and Shimon went ahead, and Shimon did Chalitza to Noah. And then Nafla Idach, and that's when Yisachar died, and Hagla fell to Yibam. At that point, she's for sure gonna be a Chalitza Psula, because she's Achais Chalutzasai to both Reuven and Shimon. So Mamela, Chalitza Hai Mafkazikasai, Chalitza Hai Mafkazikasai. So each one does Chalitza to get rid of his Zika. Reuven does Chalitza to Hagla to get rid of his Zika, but it's a weak Chalitza, so it's not gonna get rid of Shimon's Zika. So therefore, Shimon has to do chalitza as well, and that's going to get rid of his zika to Hagla. That's the pshat. That's the explanation of Rav's halacha. We're speaking specifically about a case where they fell zacher zeh. Now, ask the Gemara that. So fine. So this all works. If you would hold yezika, chalitza psula, everything that we've spoken out now works. It makes sense. But there's one problem, and that is v'ha amar Rav ein zika. We know that the shita of Rav is at ein zika. So this all works if you would hold yesh zika, but how could Rav be the bala memra of such a memra? How could Rav say over this halacha when we know that Rav's shita is at ein zika? So says the Gemara in Achanami, but ledivrei ha'oimer yesh zika kamar. He said over in Shir that if you would hold yesh zika, so then this would be the halacha. So not that Rav holds yesh zika, Rav holds ein zika. But he said over in Shir that if you would hold yesh zika, so then this would be the din. So this is all Rav's halacha. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel is chaylik, and Shmuel says that achas chaylitz lekulan. So this, what the Gemara assumes right now is that one of them is chaylitz lekulan means that when Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar die, so now Machla, Noah, and Hagla fall to Yibam, to Reuven and Shimon. So you could have one of them, let's say Reuven, doing chalitza to all three. Reuven can do chalitza to all three, and even though after he does chalitza to the first woman, so then everyone is really achis, is already achis chalutzasai, so it's a chalitza psula, still Shmuel is okay with that. Shmuel allows one brother to be chalitza to all three of the sisters. Now, so that would seem from here, okay, that Shmuel holds that there's no concept of a chalitza psula. Even a chalitza psula is able to patter the zika, is able to get rid of the zika from all the brothers. But ask the Gemara that we know that that's not Shmuel's shita. Michdi, let's think for a moment. Shmi'inan leila Shmuel da'amer chalitza ma'aliyah b'inan. We know that Shmuel's shita is that a chalitza psula is not good enough. Shmuel holds that you need a chalitza ma'aliyah. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, and the background of the case is like this. The case is that you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. They're married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And both Reuven and Shimon also have second wives. So Reuven is married to Rachel, he's also married to Mrs. Reuven. Shimon is married to Leah, he's also married to Mrs. Shimon. And then Reuven and Shimon die, and now all four of these women, Rachel, Leah, Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Shimon, they all fall to Yibam, to Levi. So what's the halacha? So Levi has to do something to get rid of the Yevamin from each bias, right? He has to do something to Reuven's bias, and he has to do something to Shimon's bias. Says Shmuel like this. Says Shmuel that, and another thing to point out is that being that Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, so Levi Avada, he's not going to even be allowed to do Yibam with either one of them. By Rachel and Leah, the din is going to be Chaylatzas of Leimis Yavemes. Now, if Levi wishes, he could do Yibam to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon. That would be okay. Neither of them are sisters. That would be Mutter. But Rachel and Leah each have a din of Chaylatzas of Leimis Yavemes. Mamela, the Chalitza to each one of those women are called a Chalitza Psula. So says Shmuel, the halacha in such a case is like this. Says Shmuel that if Levi goes and he does chalitza to Rachel and he does chalitza to Leah, the halacha is that he does not get rid of the zika to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon. because the zika to because the chalitza to Rachel and to Leah was a chalitza psula because the din was chalitzas v'leim misyavenes. So you see that Shmuel holds of a chalitza psula. He agrees to this yisayid of a chalitza psula that a chalitza psula can't get rid of the zika from the other participants. So how could Shmuel say that in our case where Machla, Noah, and Hagla fall to Reuven and Shimon, how could Shmuel say that just Reuven could go ahead and do chalitza to every one of them? How is that okay? It's chalitza psula. Ask the Gemara, hecha de kaima chalitza de Shimon, when Shimon is there and available, and Shimon's able to go ahead and do a chalitza kshera. Shimon's over there. So, hecha de kaima chalitza de Shimon, chalitza kshera. If you have Shimon who's there, who's able to do a chalitza kshera, so chalitza Reuven, chalitza psula? Is Shmuel really going to allow Reuven to go ahead and do a chalitza psula? And that's going to get rid of the zika, and that's going to get rid of Shimon's zikas? That's going to get rid of his mitzvah? How is that okay? Shem Reuven's chalitza is a chalitza psula. So how could Shmuel say that one of them is chalitz lakulan? So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Says the Gemara again that the bottom line, the kasha is that Shmuel says that when Machla, Noah, and Hagla fall to Reuven and Shimon, so just Reuven is chalitz to Kulan. How is that okay? His chalitza is a chalitza psula. How is that going to help Shimon? So says the Gemara, my echad chalitz to Kulan, nami de ka'amar a'imtsayis. We misunderstood Shmuel. When Shmuel said that one of them is chalitz to Kulan, he didn't mean that Reuven is going to do chalitza to all three women, to Machla, Noah, and Hagla. What Shimon meant, what Shmuel meant when Shmuel said Echad is Chayetz Lekulan, he meant he was talking about the third sister. He's going in the same case of Rav. First Machla fell to Yibam and Reuven did Chalitza to Machla. Then Noah fell to Yibam and Shimon did Chalitza to Noah. Then when Hagla falls to Yibam, so Rav said that both Yevamen have to do Chalitza to Hagla. By both of them it's a Chalitza Psula, so both of them have to do, both Reuven and Shimon have to do Chalitza to Hagla. On that, Shmuel is coming to argue, and Shmuel is saying that no, echad chalitz lekulan, that only one of them needs to do chalitza. Even though Shmuel holds the concept of chalitza psula, that it's not so strong, but in this case, where anyways, each brother has a chalitza psula, because each one of them, to each one of them, Hagla is Achais Chalutzasai. So since it's a Chalitza Psula from each brother, so then Shmuel holds that when either one of the brothers do Chalitza, it does get rid of the Zika from the other brother. If you have to one of them, it's a Chalitza Psula. And to the other one, it's a Chalitza Kshera. So if they do a Chalitza Psula, that doesn't get rid of the Zika from the other brother. But if to both of them, it's a Chalitza Psula anyways, so then we allow one of them to perform Chalitza, and that's going to get rid of the Zika from the other brother. That's the sheet of Shmuel. That's what he meant when he said that Echad Chaylitz Lekulan. However, ask the Gemara, just the kasha on this teretz, ask the Gemara, how could you say that when Shmuel said Echad Chaylitz Lekulan, he meant that only one brother needs to do Chalitza to the last sister? How is that called kulan? V'ha kulan kamar. He said that one of the brothers does chalitza to all of them. How could you say, if we're just talking about the third sister, why would Shmuel call that kulan? So says the Gemara, because kevan derubu gabei kari le kulan. Since it comes out that one of the brothers does chalitza to two of the sisters, and the other brother just did chalitza to one. Since one brother is doing chalitza to two of the three sisters, which is raiv of the sisters, so that's what Shmuel meant when he said one brother does chalitza to kulan, because rubei kakulai, so he said one brother does chalitza to kulan, he meant that it comes out that one brother does chalitza to two out of the three sisters. That's all that Shmuel meant to say. And again, all this was to answer the kasha, because we know that Shmuel holds the concept that you need a chalitza ma'aliyah, so how could Shmuel say that in this case where Machla, Noah, and Hagla fall to Yibam, to Reuven and Shimon, that one brother does chalitza lekulan? We're answering, it doesn't really mean that. It doesn't mean like what it sounds, that just Reuven's going to go ahead and do chalitza to all three sisters. Rather, it means that one brother will do chalitza to two of them, and the other will do chalitza to one. V'bayis eimo, or you could say a different teretz. No, really it means exactly like it sounds, that one brother does chalitza to all three sisters. Ah, but Shmuel said you need a chalitza ma'aliyah. Shmuel said, and in the case where Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and also to Mrs. Reuven and to Mrs. Shimon, Shmuel said that if Levi does chalitza to one of the sisters, so it doesn't pater Mrs. Reuven or Mrs. Shimon. If he does chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pater Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. You see that Shmuel holds you need a chalitza ma'aliyah. So how could Shmuel say by Machla, Noah, and Hagla that just Reuven could do chalitza to all three? Says the Gemari, Vayiseima ki kamer Shmuel chalitza ma'aliyah binan, because when is it true that Shmuel holds that you need a chalitza ma'aliyah? Hanimili lemifter tzarasa. That's when you're coming to be. That's when you're coming to pater the tzara. When you're coming to pater the tzara, when it comes to the women's side of the story, when it comes to the yevamos, so that's when Shmuel says that you need a chalitza ma'aliyah. And if you do chalitza to Rachel and to Leah, to the sisters, so that's not going to pater Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. Aval mifter and nafsha patra. But it does pater mitzad yevamin, meaning mitzad the men, the man side, mitzad the yevamin. So when Reuven does a chalitza, even if it's a chalitza psula, that does make it, and now Shimon does not need to do chalitza also. It does pater the lady herself, it paters the yevama from all of the yevamin. That much it does. Even a chalitza psula is able to be miftar and nafsha, is able to pater that yevama from all of the brothers. Now what exactly the difference is, why a chalitza psula is able to pater the zika from mitzad the brother, but not mitzad the tzaras, so that's something that the achrayim deal with in kamakol maharich. But that's the din. That's the answer to this. That's the answer to the stira and Shmuel.